T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It seems as though the Philadelphia Eagles knew what the New York Football Giants wanted to do. And you have to wonder, did the New York Football Giants wonder what Philadelphia wanted to do? Never have so many said so much about the unknown. Welcome to the cattle call, prime beef on display. Welcome to the NFL draft. The Jets, as you know, they move up. The Giants move on down. The Jets, no surprise, Zach Wilson. And then Trader Joe makes a deal with the Vikings and goes from 23 to 14 to get Zach Wilson some protection. Elijah Vera Tucker, as we have heard, considered to be the best guard in the draft, a 300-plus pounder from USC, giving a little bit of giving Minnesota the 23rd from tonight, 2 third-rounders and a 4th-rounder. And this is what you do with the draft picks Trader Joe had and has. Either you select more with the unknown, some of those picks you can do with the dealing for a player you target. So when you have that much draft capital, you're either going to be selecting 21 over the next 2 years, or you're going to be using some of those choices to pick on a player that you were targeting, and apparently getting Zach Wilson some protection, a very solid move for Joe Douglas. And active he was, and moving from 23 down to 14, you'd have to give him an A as we speak right now. Now, Gettleman, for the first time in his career, trading down with Chicago from 11 to 20, and no doubt this was really done because of what Philadelphia and Dallas were doing. Again, Philadelphia figuring, knowing that the Giants wanted to get Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner. And so they make a deal, and this unto itself, somewhat surprising. They make a deal, as you know, Philadelphia does with Dallas. And the Giants then decide to do their deal with Chicago, moving from 11 to 20. And the key here is getting a number one for next year and a couple of other choices as well. So you could say picking up a number one from Chicago. And they, a very desperate team with a lot of needs, unless Justin Fields turns out to be a miracle worker and the Bears turn out to be miracle workers, this may be a very high pick for the New York Football Giants, but that is all about next year. And so they did not get the wide receiver they wanted. They could have gone in so many other directions, of course. Could have gone for an edge rusher, an offensive lineman, a linebacker. But they did pick up a number of people in free agency. Did the Giants, Galladay from Detroit, and Kyle Rudolph, the tight end from Minnesota. They do have a backup running back to Barkley, who's going to be coming back, of course. Booker from the Raiders and so forth. So the bottom line is he may figure that we have enough with the offense And so let's go for the wide receiver. Now, he's not getting the wide receiver, Tony, the wide receiver from Florida. And from what we're told, he's also a good punt returner as well. So the bottom line is special teams may be getting a solid pick here. And again, it's another offensive weapon to go with the Galladay and with Rudolph and with Shepard and even Evan Ingram, who is still on the team. So they could have gone in some other directions, but I guess the key here for Gettleman was, and they could have gone for the linebacker also taking the very next pick by Dallas. I mean, they could have taken Parsons, the linebacker from Penn State, but they didn't do that, and certainly that's an area that needs a little bit of help for the New York Football Giants. So bottom line is they get Tony, the wide receiver out of Florida, certainly a second-tier wide receiver, but, you know, compared to what we have been told about everybody else coming out of Alabama and the Heisman winner, the whole thing already with all the other wide receivers, it may turn out to be a plus for the New York Football Giants. That's all you can say. But you wonder if, obviously, Philadelphia, you know, very active even well before this draft, going from 12 to 6 and moving to 10 here. I mean, from 6 to 12 and then to 10. So the Eagles, very proactive in terms of this draft. And, you know, again, may have pulled one on Dave Gettleman and the New York Football Giants, and obviously getting Smith, a quality wide receiver. They're looking for another DeSean Jackson to beat up on the Giants and everybody else in the division and in the NFL. And, of course, Giants fans certainly remember the damage that DeSean Jackson did, not only catching the football, but what was it in 2010 with no time remaining? He takes a punt back all the way to the house and beats the Giants. What was it, 37-31 back in 2010? So, you know, Philadelphia is looking to do that again to the New York Football Giants. And we know what happened with the Giants needing Philadelphia needing Philadelphia to help them get into the postseason. So this is the second time that you can make the argument Philadelphia one-upping the New York Football Giants. But the key is getting that Bears number one for next year and some other picks as well, lower rounders, of course. But that number one pick, and that could be a top 10 pick. The Bears are not a very good football team. And unless Justin Fields turns out to be what Joe Burrow was and what Pat Mahomes turned out to be after being on the sidelines for a year, and what Justin Herbert turned out to be. I mean, they were like lightning striking again already. Rookies coming off the bench and all of a sudden making a huge difference. And Justin Fields is going to have to do that for the Chicago Bears. But you got to figure that getting their number one may turn out to be a very high pick for the New York Football Giants. So they didn't get the wide receiver they wanted. They were looking for a wide receiver. I would imagine a Giants fan could make the argument they could have used offensive line help, maybe going for an edge rusher, maybe going for a linebacker, and the kid from Penn State was available. What also surprised me, I didn't care with the 49ers, Mac Jones. And Mac Jones, of course, went to New England at number 15. Justin Fields, of course, was taken by the Bears. The big deal, I mean, who was going to care that much about whether it was going to be Trey Lance or Mac Jones? For the 49ers, we were told by the broadcasters on ESPN when the draft started that the rest of the first round was going to be essentially dictated by what the 49ers were going to do. And I'm not so sure that was the case, although the big mystery was the quarterback they were going to take, and they took the kid from North Dakota State. I was surprised that Carolina didn't take some help for Sam Darnold. They took J.C. Horn, a cornerback, and not an offensive weapon, not anyone for the offensive line. Cincinnati, I think, did the right thing for Joe Burrow, getting themselves a wide receiver. But the big rumor, of course, and Maggie and Moose were talking about it, pretty much was boiling all day today, all day on Thursday, with Aaron Rodgers telling Green Bay he doesn't want to play for them anymore, and there were three teams he wanted to go to, the 49ers, the Raiders, or the Denver Broncos. And the 49ers apparently offered their number three and Garoppolo and players and picks, and Green Bay said no. So and money is a factor with this also. So Green Bay is going to hold on to Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to trade him. I doubt he's going to sit out and do a Deshaun Watson, what Deshaun Watson wanted to do before all of the issues going on. So here we have with the Giants and with the Jets, and again, really, who knows how it all is going to turn out? You know, the certainly getting the quarterback. We all knew about Zach Wilson. Certainly getting, arguably, we're told, the best guard in the draft out of USC. That is something, a projection for a rookie quarterback. And unless the Jets go out and get themselves some kind of a backup, some kind of a mentor, it's a risk because he comes from BYU, soft conference, soft competition, only 17 games for him in his college career already. So, I mean, obviously, Trader Joe feels very strongly about the upside with Zach Wilson, and certainly has enough picks to go about building and continuing to build all around. I mean, the Jets in free agency, I mean, they got a wide receiver, the wide receiver from Tennessee with Corey Davis. They also got Carl Lawson, a very solid defensive end, outside linebacker from Cincinnati. They also picked up that wide receiver from Jacksonville. And again, question marks with all of these players, but picking Keenan Cole, the Jacksonville wide receiver. And, of course, they picked up a safety, a couple of safeties, actually. Well, LaMarcus Joyner was the safety that I'm thinking of. Of course, Marcus May was franchise tagged. And the Giants, I mean, let's face it already. I mean, they have some offensive weapons already. Maybe they could have gone for an offensive lineman, and instead they go for the wide receiver, adding another offensive weapon, you hope, if you're a Giants fan, for Daniel Jones. So, Daniel Jones, they've got you the weapons. They got you the Galladay. They've got you the Kyle Rudolph. You have Shepard on the team. You have some offensive weapons. Barkley is coming back. So it is going to be for Daniel Jones to step up and use these offensive weapons to help the Giants win a lot more football games than six and get themselves into serious postseason football.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.